Hi all. As we finish week three, I thought it an ideal opportunity to reflect how far we've come this semester. It's hard to believe that we're a quarter of the way through the semester already. Throughout these 3 weeks, we've completed a series of orientation tasks which help us set up our communication networks, for example, the Moodle, Slack, and email, as well as finding out the types of tasks that we'll complete throughout the semester, and most importantly, setting up our blogs. Week three began in what will become a normal routine pattern, with the reading task where you were asked to read three papers and write a synopsis in an academic style. This would be new for most of you, and I'm delighted to have read many of these blogs and look forward to providing you feedback on them early next week. Continue to progress with your academic writing skills. In addition, you've carried on with your Twitter tasks. The Twitter tasks offers an opportunity to develop your own professional network. Keep working with this. I know some of you have opted to run ahead. I think you will gain most from this by doing it on a weekly basis. You've also completed your first Unity tutorial, which I can only imagine for many of you was a difficult and challenging experience. I'm aware that some of you have had difficulties both in relation to the video streaming and in the Unity issues itself. I've spoken to Unity about the video streaming, and from their end they have seen no difficulties and are suggesting that the issue with high numbers accessing at the same time. They've indicated they will attempt to add more bandwidth to resolve the issue, though I encourage you to attempt Unity tutorials as early as possible to help alleviate any issues you might have. This weekend, many of you will work on your project task, though I see some of you have submitted already, which is great. In this task, you'll be brainstorming four game ideas with the goal that one will eventually become your game. I look forward to reading these and providing feedback early next week. Please remember, for this task, to complete this declaration, you must email the declaration and a post. There is no need to post the actual blog itself within the email. So, for example, complete your blog post, copy the declaration, email to me, go to Moodle, complete the declaration. This is only for the project task each week. This will allow me to give you feedback early next week, Monday or Tuesday. Most of you have successfully completed these tasks with little or no support over the week, and even those who have needed to reach out went on to complete these tasks successfully. For those who are finding this difficult, still please do not hesitate to ask for help in the first instance through Slack, so for example in the weekly channel, for support from your peers, or through email directly to me. I've been attempting to reply to these queries through the first few weeks as quickly as possible, and I'm hoping I'm meeting your needs in this area. I ask, as you reflect on the previous 3 weeks, to consider how you will approach the rest of the semester, and in particular, your work for this module. I have purposely set up this module to include a mixture of task types. You will notice that you are asked to read and write in academic format, to do things in the Unity tutorials, and write in conversational format by developing your project ideas. I am hoping that through the variety of these tasks, there is something for everyone. In relation to grading, I set out at the beginning of the semester that you will determine your grade by the quality and quantity of the tasks you complete. I'm aware in these complex times that you might not have time to complete each task. That's fine. We all have to decide how much time we can dedicate to this module, and then what grade we would like at the end of it. To that end, there will be tasks that you may not be able to complete. Don't worry, this system the module uses is designed to deal with that. I have built-in space for the occasional task to be missed. Moving forward, please do not ask for extensions, though. Be aware that there's an opportunity to take advantage of the grace period. The grace period automatically provides for an extension of 12 hours. To avail of this, please finish the declaration before the task date without clicking the final submit all and finish. Only click on that final submit all and finish when the task is complete. This automatically engages the grace period, which extends for 12 hours to 11:59 on the next day. By the way, please don't reach out if you're unable to complete tasks. This is normal. For more than 1 week, if you're going to be off for more than a week, please make contact and we will tailor a plan to suit your needs. We can work around that. I had many emails on the night of submissions. Please consider creating a timetable for working on modules that is not dictated by task deadlines, but instead matches your life schedule, i.e. work, social life, and other modules. And in particular, I'll highlight the Unity tutorial as one you might like to get finished early due to technical difficulties. These technical difficulties may impact your work if left to the last minute. So to reiterate, moving forward on week 4, there will be no extensions. unless you will be unable to complete work for more than a week. So try to complete tasks early and always reach out for support when needed. One of my tasks this week, and yes, believe it or not, I have them too, was to update my feed reader, which brings all your blog posts to one place so that I can easily see your work and provide feedback. So some of my tasks now change from giving guided support to providing feedback on a weekly basis. So as of today, I'm aware that a small number of students have completed declarations without completing the task or who haven't provided blog details yet. This may be inadvertently misunderstanding how this module works. With the grading format that we have, a lot of trust here, declarations need to be completed after tasks are done. I will wait until this Monday before progressing this matter further. If you're one of these students who have completed declarations without having the blog details provided or completing the blogs, I suggest contacting me as soon as possible to see how we might resolve this. Lastly, I'd like to thank all those who engaged with the task so far in honest and open manner, and I have to say that is the overwhelming majority. An additional task that I've been working on this week and hope to make progress over the next few weeks is to update the remaining weeks on both the website and Moodle. At this stage, I'm complete to week 5, so I need to continue developing audio instructions for each task. And in that case, I hope those audio instructions have been useful. When I started this semester, I said all week's material was up to date, and it is, though I've found over the last year that some of the reading materials are out of date. I'm hoping to bring them up. If for some reason you get ahead of me, feel free to do the readings that are provided on the page. They are also useful, but maybe a bit dated. But I hope by the end of the next 2 weeks, I'll have all the readings up to date for this year. Though this system has been used for the previous 3 years, I still feel there are opportunities to improve. I thank those who have made suggestions to date, and I look forward to hearing any ideas improving any aspect of the module and its delivery. In many ways, this module is your module, so help me to make it better for you. Lastly, I've recently become aware that Unity offers certification opportunities. We may have the possibility of taking Unity exams next semester for your own personal reward. Please let me know if this is something you would like me to explore further. And lastly, thanks again for a first great quarter of the module. Your engagement, your spirit of cooperation and passion for succeeding in this module has been inspiring. I hope we continue to work like this throughout the semester. Keep up the great work going forward. Thanks a lot. John.